This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
And we're back.
It's pretty impressive because this is the third episode we're recording, and that's a lot for us. I think we haven't done more than two recently, and we're gonna do a fourth. I don't want to alarm you guys, but like, we're fucking ballers. I don't even want to call us ballers anymore, though, because, like, what does that even mean? It probably came from testicle. Knowing the world, it probably came from a man's scrotum. Every good. I just want to be called the clitorises. Just fuck it. I'm taking back my power, bitches.
I'm done.
I'm pulling a Giselle and Tom Brady, and I'm stealing back my power and sucking up men's souls. That's all I have to say. Good day.
That's all.
Bye. Episode's over.
Today, continued, we're smoking a strain called Lemon Baton. Very classy.
We should just preface this with, there will be background noise.
Oh, certainly there will.
And you should just accept that now.
I don't live alone.
Or move along.
And that is that.
And that's that. Okay, proceed.
It's said to give you extremely euphoric effects that will leave you feeling very good and lifted for a couple hours. It will give you a relaxing body high, and I guess it just causes a lot of people joy and lulls you into a peaceful state.
He said causes a lot of people joy.
That's what it's saying here.
I mean, I feel
people
that
people have spoken without too much sedation or tiredness, and it is frequently used to treat ailments such as chronic pain, appetite loss, or nausea, stress, spasms, and it's really good due to its high THC content for that.
Pardon.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's that.
That's that.
Is that all there is to say on the matter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying this new thing where I don't interrupt Madeline every 15 seconds.
Sometimes I have a lot. Sometimes.
And it's going mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna tell us a story or?
Yes.
Okay.
So, not funny. This is another missing persons case. It is the story of Caitlin Akins, and she was from Virginia in the United States, of course. And she was very close with her family. They spoke and texted pretty frequently, especially her mom and her sister. And she moved to Arizona after high school to be with her fiance, Amber. And Amber had studied with Caitlin in primary school before she moved. Caitlin was only 19 years old when she went missing, and it's pretty sketchy.
Pretty sketch?
Mm-hmm. So
I'm listening.
The first week of December, 2015, her sister gave birth to a boy, and she wanted to visit her sister and, you know, see her nephew and all that. So she landed in Virginia on December 1st, 2015, and went straight to her sister's house. And she had also recently gotten accepted to cosmetology school in Arizona, so lots of good news.
Oh, I remember when I did makeup school for like a minute.
Mm-hmm. So didn't you finish?
Yeah. And then I did makeup for a little bit for some pretentious white people, and then that was that.
That was that.
So, carry on. My wayward son.
Thank you. Caitlin needed her diploma, her high school diploma, to complete the enrollment, and it was at her mom's house, and school was supposed to start in a few days. Her plane back to Arizona was scheduled for the evening of December 5th, 2015. But because her mom and her sister were going to be busy at that time, she asked her ex-stepdad, James Bowden, to drop her off at the airport. So, on December 5th, her mom dropped her off at James's place. Caitlin and James spent the morning talking about school and her life and all this stuff. And then they were supposed to leave for the airport at like 1 p.m. because James had to work. So she never actually made it to the airport at all. Out of nowhere, at 11:52 a.m., she texted Amber, her fiancé, that something had come up and that she won't be able to catch the flight. She also said she wouldn't be able to text.
So that's not her.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
1:52 p.m., James texted Caitlin's mom that he dropped her off at the airport and everything was fine.
So he also is clearly lying, so clearly he's the one. Mm-hmm. I've already decided.
At 2 p.m., she got a message from Caitlin that said she was at the airport, her phone battery was dying, and she won't be able to text her for a while. After a while, Amber got another message from Caitlin that there was a problem with the flight and that she'd have to find a new connection. That's when Amber started getting weird vibes, as one does. She first texted her that she won't catch the plane today, and then she went to the airport but messaged me again saying something was wrong. So Amber called her mom and asked her, like, what was going on, but her mom didn't know anything about the messages, and it was concerning to her, obviously. So her mom and her whole family tried to get in touch with her, and they called her several times, messaged her, requested airport officials announce her name over the speaker, but no one could find her. So then her mom calls James to see if he knew anything about anything, obviously, whether she was acting weird or it seemed strange or off. And so then he says he actually hadn't dropped her off at the airport. He dropped her off at the Springfield Mall.
Why?
A few stops away from the airport by the metro.
Why?
So her mom knew that she hated taking the metro and that she'd never been to that mall before. Well, so she knows she's never been to that mall before. And a few hours later, at 7:15 p.m., her mom got a message from Caitlin again, saying that she was leaving to stay with a friend and needed some time alone. Obviously, she freaked out. It was super fucking weird. And this is a girl who, like, loved sharing everything with her family, constantly in communication. So when she suddenly texted that she was not going to be responding and that it was... It's just, like, everyone felt like it was super strange.
I'd also be like, no, you can fucking call me. I want to hear your voice, or you can FaceTime me.
The messaging style also didn't match the way that she texted. She preferred formulating her thoughts into a single text, but the messages she were getting were split into multiple messages.
And that is, like, such a true statement. Mm-hmm. Sean has one friend who will only text you in single, like, at this point, it's basically one word at a time.
Yeah.
So...
So she knew something was wrong. She tried reaching out to Caitlin again. Amber received a Facebook message from Caitlin that said she was going away because she cheated on her.
Wow, so you gotta ruin that girl's life too. Cool.
Mm-hmm. And then she obviously thought that was strange, especially because Caitlin wasn't that type and that there had been no problems in their relationship or anything like that. She was super excited about school and, like, she was just... It didn't make sense.
In conjunction with the fact that her own mother is like, yeah, she doesn't go to that mall. Like, none of this is her normal behavior. It's not the way she texts. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm. So her mom contacted the police. Initially, they didn't take it seriously. They assumed she was having a typical teenage moment and would be back.
It's fucking every case we do now.
I know. But the family hadn't heard from her in 2 days, and they knew something was wrong and registered a complaint. So when she was at the police station, an officer received a call. Someone had found her suitcase in a drainage ditch 50 miles away from the mall. The bag had, like, marks all over it, and there was a suggestion that somebody maybe threw it from a moving vehicle.
Great. We know who that someone was.
They found her wallet, money, ID, credit cards, plane ticket, all in the suitcase. But they didn't see any clothes, nor the diploma, and then the police found a dead body of a young woman a few miles away. Most believed it to be Caitlyn, given the air, like, age, hair color, tattoos, all that. But the autopsy report identified the body as somebody else, Heather Saccone. And there was a time when people believed that there was a serial killer, probably targeting young women because of the similarities between the two. The resemblance was uncanny, apparently. But the police quickly invalidated that theory.
Oh, much like the last case, they know everything.
Yep.
At first, I was feeling real, real certain James was sus. But now I'm like, okay, well, he just said he took her to the airport because maybe he didn't want the mom to be mad that he only took her to the mall and, like, whatever. But I still think he's lying about that. But that's just kind of where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. Soon, the police set a 30-mile radius for the search. They had multiple search parties, helicopters, heat sensors, but they found nothing. And the police checked surveillance footage from the mall, the metro station, the airport, and they found no video of Caitlyn, James, or his car.
What does James have to say about that?
The police also checked the phone records and found several discrepancies. Around 2 p.m., Caitlyn texted her mom that she was at the airport. The phone connected to a tower 30 miles away from the airport, closer to his house. At the same time, James texted Lisa that he had dropped her off safely. His phone also pinged closer to his house, but not the same place.
That's so fucking
weird. Her last text to her mom was sent from Stafford, 15 miles away from where the officers found her suitcase.
But, like, how would anybody other than James know what to say to her mom or her fiancé or who her fiancé was or to Facebook message the fiancé and say they cheated unless she was being specifically stalked? How would anybody else know that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, obviously based on phone records, she never made it to the airport or the mall. And somehow James was involved in this disappearance, but obviously the police suspected him, seeing as he was the last person to see her alive. And he basically stopped cooperating with them after more evidence started coming out. They checked with his employer. And they reported that he never came to work that day.
James, yeah, he's busy hiding
the body. Mm-hmm. James also used encrypted software on his phone, and the police couldn't analyze it.
That doesn't make any sense. Fucking call the FBI.
I know.
I've seen
call the lines. Fucking FBI.
Call Penelope Garcia right the fuck now.
I know, right? They didn't.
I see.
They did issue a search warrant for his house, and they spent 8 hours scouring the place, but they didn't find anything. they started talking to Caitlin's friends to find out more about her as a person, and basically they found out that she'd recently been involved in a threesome.
Oh, that must mean she deserved to fucking die. God forbid another woman expressing sexuality.
They all said it was consensual, but her best friend had a different story.
Oh, well, shit. Okay.
And he claimed that they forced Caitlyn into the act and was ashamed of... she was ashamed of cheating on Amber.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Amber.
Yeah.
So she did cheat on Amber.
Although, supposedly, it was forced.
Yeah, but then the message isn't as bizarre now.
Mm-hmm.
She did cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Supposedly, potentially.
The plot thickens. Because the best friend, like, they're admitting to it, but, like, hey, like, they felt really bad about it. So, like, mm-hmm. Why would they lie, you know? It's not benefiting them. Okay.
Kevin also told officers that James was abusive. He'd verbally abuse Caitlyn for every minor mistake she made. He speculated that her, sexual preferences and lifestyle were a result of this rampant abuse.
Okay, well, maybe you're not a best friend then if you think that somebody loves a woman because they were abused.
No, I think the cheating.
Oh, the cheating. I thought he was talking about her choices, like, of being in a same-sex
although
relationship.
Although, supposedly, it was forced.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe in, you know, how people twist things, just, who knows?
Oh, no. I thought it was, like, anyway. Yeah, I was talking about the dad. He definitely was.
Okay.
Anyway,
moving along.
All of these, all this information led them nowhere. You know, they still couldn't find her. The fact that only her diploma and her clothes were the things that were missing that they couldn't find is super weird.
Right, like, what do you need? Even the clothes, like, okay, one thing, like, if you just want to, I don't know, maybe you liked them, but, like, why her diploma?
I know. I mean, there's a theory that she left on her own accord, and that's why she took her diploma and clothes to make a living in a new place, I guess. Here's my diploma and my clothes. Hire me.
Also, I'd be taking my whole suitcase with all my other shit.
Right. Some people think that she left because she wasn't happy with her life and wanted to be somewhere else. Some thought that she felt guilty for cheating on Amber and fled in the moment. And some others thought that maybe she met someone and wanted to leave everything behind to be with that new person. However, her family insisted that she would never do those things. She was very close to her family.
Right, like maybe her fiancé, but not her family.
Right. So, the current situation is that there's no concrete evidence of anything, of course. They did announce a $2,500 reward for any unambiguous leads. They put up a billboard in 2021. They also broadcasted a TV program in 2021. And there's a Facebook group dedicated to finding her. So,
it's so spooky how people can just fucking disappear. And here's something that pissed me off about it. You think those satellites didn't see that shit? You can go on Google Earth and see every area. Like, you're lying. Rewind that shit.
You're lying.
You saw who took her or what happened. Rewind that motherfucker. Yeah, I see. The James Webb can see into other fucking dimensions at this point. You mean to tell me you can't find one bitch on Earth?
They apparently can't.
Well, we've all seen surveillance videos as well. The best you can get is a grainy fucking square. With a shade.
I just don't really understand, like, where are they going? Who's not finding them? How did they start a new life? Are they just dead?
Correct.
Why is no one finding the body?
Why just the diploma? Why just the clothes? Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Who was with her?
I just truly believe it has something to do with James. Because here's the thing. It's not like she had him take her because he was in on it, because he was the last resort, because the other people were not available. Knowing how men are, he probably did some sexual nonsense and then killed her.
And then threw her suitcase out of the moving vehicle.
Yeah.
As he fled the scene.
And he probably fled the scene with her diploma and her clothes and just threw them somewhere else.
Where's the body?
I don't know, but he probably got rid of the diploma and the clothes separately, thinking they wouldn't link the suitcase to her as easily. No, because her wallet was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
All the identifiers.
I truly just can't.
That's just confusing.
Yeah. You know me, though. I don't like unsolved.
And like, why would you take her to the mall? Why not just drop her off at the airport? Even if it's early, you can get a drink.
But
you can get some snacks.
He clearly lied about taking her to the mall, even, because they didn't see his car anywhere.
Yes. So why lie about both of those things?
Either way, because they would have at least clocked her getting out or, like, her walking away from a car towards the mall. Like,
something.
So you lied. So either he was complicit in helping her, like, get away, which it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like her mom and her family, they were close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand. But whenever there's a fucking man involved, I always presume the worst, so.
I mean, yes.
And somebody's, like, messaging people, and this person knew her personal details.
Like, where are the messages coming from?
But this person knew she cheated on her fiancé.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But I guess, like, if they're talking about her life, maybe she confided in James that morning. Maybe. This is probably it. He was probably sexually assaulting her, because that's how it always goes. She probably confided in him that she cheated or that she had a three-way, and then he was like, oh my god, you're just for me. Ugh, I'm gonna flip out. Mm. Assaulted her and killed her. Like, honestly, that's like, you always look for these big reasons and there's always some dumb shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody who's fucking butthurt that something didn't go exactly their way, so they murdered someone.
No, that definitely tracks.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, these unsolved cases make me so uncomfortable. Like, literally even walking into your apartment, I parked my car, and I was, like, walking up, and I was texting you as I was walking up, and for a split second, I was like, Rachel, you do not have the privilege to walk alone and keep your head down and look at your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Look the fuck up. You're going to be murdered.
You better look up.
Yes.
Like, literally, don't let someone come up on you.
Literally.
If I had been on my phone and not gazing off into the distance, I wouldn't have seen that man.
Yeah, and you're blind as a motherfucking bat, so it's a miracle anyway.
I had glasses on.
She She'll be okay, guys.
No, it's trauma. Everyone in my life says I can't see.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry. It's,
yeah.
You can see. You can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, that's all we have to say about this, I think, right? I don't want to assume it's not my episode. They're probably fine with that, because honestly, like, you all are probably smoking and, like, fucking passing out 15 minutes in. Don't lie. Don't lie. Okay, don't lie to me. I'll know.
I'll know.
Okay? I'll fucking know. Also, you should check out our TikTok, because I'm low-key so pleased with myself. I have used the It's Corn sound, like, 47 videos, and I need to stop. But that is, like... That is, like, deserves a fucking... What's the one they get for music? Not an Emmy, that's daytime TV. Then the Oscars movies. What the fuck do they get for music? Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay, well, I don't know. So, they're getting
for
it.
For music.
I have to Google this, because now I feel stupid.
Award for music.
Award for music. Award for... People at home, do you ever think they're, like... screaming something at us,
award
like
for music
America, the Grammy, a Grammy.
Oh, Grammy.
Yeah, I was like, well, American Music Awards, that's dumb, but Grammy is what I was thinking of. That I don't even know what I was fucking talking about at this point, but that is the answer.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay, well, we're gonna go because we've done enough. We've done the most. Okay, bye.
Bye.